A disturbing finding from the Chief Medical Officer's report yesterday that over half of respondents did not know any of the symptoms of oral cancer. Incident rates have been rising in the UK in recent years and, unlike some cancers, are predicted to continue to do so. Without early detection, around half of people with oral cancer will die. But early diagnosis can give patients a 90% chance of survival. Peter Ramsey-Baggs is a consultant oral surgeon. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
This is something that I find really surprising because I thought, you know, we've been hearing for years, brush your teeth, look after your gums. Is this not something that we should all know to do? Or is it more complicated than that?
Right. Well, the problems with mouth cancer, and we'll talk about mouth cancer rather than oral cancer itself, because oral cancer covers the throat as well, but we're really talking about mouth cancer, is that it doesn't arise from your teeth. The health professionals look after your teeth are obviously dentists, and all dentists are trained to look for the signs of mouth cancer. So when you go to your dentist and your dentist is examining you, he will be looking at not just at your teeth, but he'll be looking at your gums, your cheeks, your palates, your mouth, and your tongue, and the floor of your mouth. So he won't tell you he's doing that, or he or she won't tell you he's doing that, but they will actually be doing that. So the problems arise in the soft tissues, not in the teeth themselves. And unfortunately, the risk factors for developing mouth cancer are the same as the risk factors for many other cancers, which is smoking cigarettes or taking tobacco in any form, especially chewing tobacco. And when combined with alcohol, they're a really potent mix. And the two together are the main risk factors for developing oral cancer. It's also seen in older age group. So if you're over 55, you're much more likely to get it. And your diet is an important factor here. So if you don't take a good balanced diet with lots of vegetables and fruit and that sort of thing, you're at increased risk. So I'm afraid the story, boring as it is it's the same as it is for any other cancer. Stop smoking, reduce your alcohol intake, and watch your diet.
And make sure you go to the dentist so that you can get this spotted if it is in there.
Yes. And that's very important. Attend your dentist regularly because early detection of this disease is the most important factor. Early detection raises the chances of a cure very significantly. If the disease is caught before it's spread and when it's very small, it's very easy to treat and it's very easy treatment to accept as well. If it's left till it's very late, the treatment can be very extensive, very unpleasant, and the survival rates are much lower.
And why the increase? Why do you think? Is it because we're so much more unhealthy now? We like to eat bad, we like to smoke. Is that the reason for the incline?
Well, if you look at the trends over the last 20 years, it's been gradually increasing. And the only other factor which might come into it is we've become more aware of a virus called the human papillomavirus, HPV. However, this is a very major impact factor in throat cancer, but in mouth cancer, it's much less of a problem. So the answer probably is we don't quite know why it's increasing so much. The increase is seen mostly in older people. It's very uncommon in people under the age of 40, and the incidence has not really increased very much in the younger age group, but it's certainly increased in the older age group. And this is probably a result of long-term smoking. It's not just giving up smoking today. The effects linger on for 10, 15, 20 years of the damage you've done to the tissues.
And what about symptoms then, Peter? What are we talking about? Sore throats?
Right. Well, the commonest thing is an ulcer which fails to heal over a period of 3 or 4 weeks. Now, if you get the little white mouth ulcers that come and go, those are not at risk. But if you develop an ulcer and it doesn't go away after about 2 to 3 weeks, you should show it to your dentist because that's the commonest presentation. But there are other things in the mouth which you should look out for as well, like red or white patches, especially if they don't go away and don't rub off. There are other things. For instance, if you have a tooth that becomes loose for no apparent reason, another tooth in your mouth are healthy. Or if you have a tooth removed and the socket doesn't heal and it's still grumbling on after a week or two, then that should raise concerns. There are other unusual things like a pain in your ear when there's nothing wrong with your ears, or difficulty moving your tongue or talking, and difficulty with swallowing, things like that. And if you develop a lump in the neck for no apparent reason, that should also raise concerns. And the most important thing is not to delay. You go and see your dentist as soon as you possibly can, because, as I said before, early detection equals good treatment and good outcome.
A lot of it seems quite obvious, Peter, which just begs the question why the increase. I know you've already covered that, but this is something that it's a mixture of self-awareness, going to the dentist and not ignoring things when they seem a bit odd in your mouth.
I think that's right. If we knew why it was increasing, we'd obviously be trying to do something about that. And there is a lot of research being done at the moment into these things. But the most important thing is if you notice something different or unusual, don't be afraid to go and see your dentist. What would happen if your dentist saw something he didn't like is he would refer you very quickly to one of the specialist centres in Northern Ireland. Now, I just want to reassure people, we actually have the lowest incidence of mouth cancer in the UK, and GB as a whole sits somewhere in the middle of the European league table. But our success, and we have the best success rates for treating this unpleasant disease. And certainly, we have a very good team here. So if you are concerned and your dentist is concerned, they'll send you up to us. We will do a biopsy, which is a small piece of tissue about the size of a match head, which is removed under local anaesthetic. It's virtually painless. It's absolutely nothing to worry about. That will go off for a test, and the results will come back in about 2 weeks. So you'll be seen within 2 weeks, and you'll have your diagnosis made very quickly. The vast majority of people we see who get sent up for examination and treatment do not have this condition. We're only seeing about 100 people a year in the whole of Northern Ireland with this. And the ones who get seen early and quickly survive.
Okay. Peter, thank you very much. There you go. Early detection is clearly the key thing here. So make sure you go and see your dentist. And if you're concerned about something that's going on in your mouth, then make sure you do go and ask for help.